Masechet Bava Metziah, Perek He, Mishnah Tet. We'll talk about the prohibition of the Se'ah for Se'ah transaction when somebody lends one person a Se'ah on the condition that he repays him a Se'ah, which is a type of measurement, later on. Mishnah says, Lo yomar adam lechavero, halveni kor hitim, v'ani etena lecha lagon. A person's not allowed to say to his friend, can you please lend me a quart of wheat? And during the threshing time, when I have availability of wheat, I'll give you back a kor of wheat. Hachamim said this is forbidden because we're nervous that if that later on period, the threshing time, the wheat is now worth more and is giving him back the same measurement. So he's basically giving him back in terms of value more. So they were nervous about that. So they said if a person borrows wheat, he's not allowed to borrow it on the condition that he gives him back the same weight that he borrowed. And they tell us over here, the Hidush, that even though usually at the time of the Goren, the time of the threshing, the market is flooded with wheat. There's so much. The supply is so high that it wouldn't really be a higher amount. Hachamim was still nervous, still forbidden to lend Se'ah for Se'ah in all circumstances. But there is a type of Se'ah for Se'ah loan that we have a machloket about amongst Tanaim, if it's permissible or not. And Mishnah tells us that. Aval omer lo halveni ad shavo beni. But a person could say to his friend, could you please lend me wheat until my son who has the wheat comes back? Or, ad she'imsa mafteach. Or he says, could you lend me wheat until I find the key to my storehouse, and then I can open up my storehouse and repay you with the wheat that I have? Hachamim allowed this because they said, if you're lending se'ah for se'ah in this instance, where the wheat is already owned by the person who is taking the loan of wheat, it's as if the person who's giving the loan takes possession of the loan that's in the other person's possession. In other words, if I'm giving wheat to my friend, and I'm understanding that when I'm giving it to him, he has wheat already, he just has no access to it, so I immediately own the wheat that's in his storehouse that he has no access to, and even if he gives it back to me a month later, and that wheat is worth more, that was basically my wheat going up in value because I owned it the whole time. But Hillel disagrees. Hillel says that this type of loan is still prohibited even when the borrower owns that other wheat. Even when he already has it in his possession, he just doesn't have access to it, it's still a problem. Lending se'ah for se'ah is forbidden in all circumstances, according to Hillel. Now we'll talk about another type of se'ah for se'ah loan, which is also a machloket between Hillel and the Hachamim. V'chein haya Hillel omer, lo talve isha kikar lahaverta ad shita'asenu damim. Hillel says as well, a woman is not allowed to loan her friend a loaf of bread until she actually gives a fixed price of what that loaf is worth and tells the friend, you're going to pay me back the value of this loaf that you borrowed. You're not going to give me back a loaf of bread. If you give me back a loaf of bread, like we're going to say at the end of the Mishnah, that could be a problem of ribit. Why? Shema yokiru haitim, because maybe the price of the wheat that's within this bread is going to go up. V'nimsi'u ba'ot lidei ribit. And then the woman who's going to repay her back with a full loaf of bread is going to be paying her back with ribit. The borrower here is repaying with something that in value is worth more than she borrowed. That's the opinion of Hillel. Hachamim, though, argue on this, and they say that you're allowed to have a loaf of bread, trader for a loaf of bread, because the change in value that may happen is so small, it's so insignificant, that when you're dealing with friends, when you're dealing with neighbors, they take care of each other and they're mohel. They consider the small extra few cents that they may receive as a gift. It's not considered to be interest for a loan of that loaf of bread. And that's how neighbors treat each other with such small amounts of money. People don't really care. And even if, let's say, the woman wanted to give her friend, neighbors usually deal with each other in a very generous way, that even if she'd have no problem giving her a gift of a loaf of bread. So the friend did the nice thing back and gave her back a loaf of bread. But generally, neighbors are not particular about these things. And therefore, says Hachamim, that we don't have to be concerned about interest in this case. But Hillel is concerned. Hillel says that there are certain types of people who are particular even about such small amounts of money.